This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Guys, before we begin this video, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that me and kafirul yatimi, the one who helps the orphan, will be like kahataini fil jannah, like these two in Jannah. Below is a link where you can actually help orphans in the most disenfranchised situations and disadvantaged positions. Click the link and donate quickly now. Allah will give you ease, inshallah, in this dunya and akhirah.
Give me your top best three boxing fights of all time.
Three boxing fights?
Yeah. Because you mentioned Hagler and Hearn, so I was thinking that's usually put up
That's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
But two more fights that I loved. One was Ron Lyle versus George Foreman.
Okay.
I think it was about 6 or 7 knockdowns.
Really?
George epically winning the fight, but that was a hell of a fight. The other one I would put up there is, because I'm old school, Larry Holmes, Ken Norton.
Okay.
Yep. If you ever get a chance, go watch that.
Watch that one.
That's what made me start liking Larry Holmes, because I didn't like him because of what he did to LE. But when he beat Ken Norton, I got a little bit more respect for him.
Okay, let me ask you, is this working? Yeah. Another controversial question, right? Recently, Jake Paul fought Mike Tyson in gimmick fight. Now, a lot of people have been saying this is a staged fight. It's fixed. I mean, if you look at the comments and a lot of the social media platforms, that's what they're saying. I think the majority of comments is that this thing is fixed. Now, you fought Tyson, I don't know, was it 4 years ago now, 5 years ago or something?
4 years.
Like what is your opinion on this? Do you think it was fixed? Or do you think that maybe he told them, look, we're just going to do a little sparring thing, don't go too hard? Or, you know, what do you think happened in the situation?
First things first, for Mike Tyson to be 58 years old and to do anything and walk away with $20 million is out of this world, right? The reason he was able to do that is because of the hype and the social media around Jake Paul. So Jake Paul actually gave him a gift, a blessing that he wouldn't have got from anybody else at that age. So I can't say nothing bad about Mike.
Yeah.
Because at 58, who else gonna make that kind of money?
But what do you think happened though?
It looked like it might have been a little bit of an understanding. I don't know.
No, but you reckon it was a fully fledged understanding?
He was after me a whole lot harder than he was after Jake Paul. And he didn't make quite that much money. So he was at my neck. You understand me? I mean, he even took the gloves and ran the laces up my face one time. Pissed me off.
Well, you're lucky to then buy those gloves and buy your ear as well. Well,
that's why when the guy told me he bites the gloves all the time, I said, I just did 8 rounds with him 4 years ago, and I don't remember him biting the glove at all. Because if he'd have bit a glove, I'd start holding my ears.
So do you reckon he was biting that glove because he was so frustrated that he couldn't do what he wanted to do?
That seemed kind of like what it was, like he was biting that glove out of pure frustration.
Maybe at ADHD.
Mike's like a pit bull, right? You got a pit bull, he can play with other pit bulls because a fight gonna break out. But a pit bull don't know how to play well. When he starts playing, because there's a fight, a real fight gonna break out. They just don't know how to do it.
But you say it was an understanding. Do you reckon it was a fully fledged, like WWE style understanding? Or, so, you know, this is, you take the fall here, or, you know what I mean?
I can't really say.
Okay.
Because I don't know. And I, if I knew that, I would tell you, I don't know that. So, I really don't know what it really was, but however it goes, tell Jake Paul, don't call me because he wants to knock me out. For real. Because if you don't knock me out, I'm knocking you out. So don't call Roy, because Roy ain't playing.
He ain't playing no games
at all.